Yesterday, we looked at the first words in the Bible, words written by Moses. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. We talked about the fact that the beginning mentioned here is not the absolute beginning, because when we think about a being like God, we're thinking about someone who has no beginning. Now, you and I can't get that into our human conceptions. I don't know why, but it's actually easier to think about a reality that has no end than a reality that has no beginning. Some might ask, well, where does God come from? Well, he doesn't come from anything. He always has been. This is actually a part of the covenant name that he reveals to Moses in the next book of the Bible, the book of Exodus. The name that he revealed from the burning bush, his covenant name, is I Am. What that means is this. If you go a billion times, a trillion times into the past, God is not young. If you go a billion times, a trillion years into the future, God is not old. God is not age. Time has no effect on God. God shapes time. He created it. And here we see his work as creator. In the Old Testament, God reveals to us mainly as a creator. Does show himself to be a redeemer. He actually shows that even within the book of Genesis. In the New Testament, he shows himself mainly as a redeemer. There are creations, there's creativity, there are new creations in the New Testament. But we worship God in the way he's revealed to us as our creator, redeemer, God. And here he's provided us with an inspiring and inspired record, which comes through the pen of Moses when we're told, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. My name is Ronnie Stevens. This is Rampart. We hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.